So as we enter into the Word of God, we heard first Prophet Isaiah saying to us that we belong to God. We belong to God. Now, I don't know about you this morning when you looked into the mirror and were kind of doing the thing that you need to do to get beautiful, but I was doing my thing to get beautiful. And, you know, that moment is really meant to be a God moment where we give thanks for the gift of life that God has given us. Many of you knew Monsignor Joseph Mercier. He's 94 years old as of about a week ago. And I called him yesterday to just wish him happy birthday, check on him, and do that kind of thing. And he put into perspective real quick what Isaiah was talking about. He just simply said, "I got up in the morning. I got up in the morning." So it was a praise God moment. I got up in the morning at 94. And that's really where we begin. Because the journey of faith that God has placed each of us on is a journey which is about God's love. God creating us in love. God sharing His love with each and every one of us. God sharing that love through our time together as family, but our time together also as church. And we come together to celebrate that love together. And so, thus, we have our young people who are seeking the sacrament of confirmation. And as we enter into the second reading today, which was the Acts of the Apostles, we are reminded of God's love, but in a special way, we are reminded that God's love comes to us as we are open to His love. Now, it's always there. It's always there. But it's a matter of us being open to God's love. And so when St. Peter went to the town where they had people that had heard about Jesus, and they were excited about Jesus, and that's my hope for you, all my confirmation students, that you're excited about Jesus in your life, that His love is, you know His love. They found themselves really wanting, hungering for something more. And so when St. Peter laid hands on them and he prayed over them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. That's what we're hoping for you, for each of you today, that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, that this will be a boom moment. Now, it was kind to you because I didn't go, boom! So I'm not going to do that. That this will be a boom moment for you of the Holy Spirit to touch your life as it did them. Because they were changed. They were so changed that they were willing to give their lives for Jesus Christ from that moment on. And that's the invitation to you. To give your life to Jesus Christ from this moment on. The gospel speaks about the buried treasure, speaks about the pearl of great price, it speaks about the net that's thrown, and the good is placed here and the bad is placed here. All of that are stories that Jesus told us, parables that He told us, because He wanted us to enter into that deep personal relationship with Him. So in order to understand those, that's what needs to happen. And so the invitation is that we really, truly are His people. And that we are in conversation with Him regularly. When I hear the rain like this, I remember being 10 years old. "Mama, can I run out in the rain?" And just hit me. And that's really what we're saying in this Mass. We want to be covered in the Holy Spirit. We want you, each of you, to be covered in the Holy Spirit. and just surrounded by the gifts of the Spirit. And let that Spirit truly ride your lives and touch your lives, so that we're soaking wet the Holy Spirit, if you will, and that His love is just pouring out of us. So, for my young people, I gave you holy cards before we began. And so, the people that St. Peter laid hands on and the people that I'm going to lay hands on today are going to be receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those gifts are... They are not convinced, but they will be by the end of this homily, trust me. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are, hit them!
Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude,
amen. Amen. Now we can hear you. Now we can hear you. So those are the gifts you're praying for. Imagine in your life now the gift of the wisdom of God. God being able to guide you through life. The knowledge of God, especially about His ways. The knowledge of God about His truth. And the understanding of His truth. Because we got a world right now that's thrown a lot of smoke, but ain't much fire. And they need us, big time, for their conversion. And imagine letting God truly counsel you. When you have a moment of what do I do? What's right? What's wrong? Or you have two goods going on even. To let God lead you and guide you with God's counsel. And then to have the fortitude, the courage, the strength to speak His name at your high school. To speak His name when it's tough. To speak His name when it's difficult, to let Him speak through you. For you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then to be a people of piety. That means you're in communication with Him. You're a person of prayer. You're a person of the Word of God, to let the Word of God touch you. You're a person of the Eucharist, that you receive His body and blood from this altar, that He touches your life that personally. That He enters your life that personally, as the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Jesus is changed into your body and blood. And you are changed into His body and blood in that moment. I mean, it's really a wow moment. And then to be a person of the fear of the Lord. That God really is in control. And to trust that. And to really let the awe and wonder of God's creation truly touch our lives and touch your lives. All those that have received the sacrament of confirmation already, if you'll raise your hand, please. So just look around. You can see who's received confirmation. I'm glad the deacons and priests have their hands up. This is a good thing. So you lower your hands. So to each of you, we have already received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And those gifts have been poured into our lives. The question I would ask you is, which gift do you need the most right now in your life? Which gift do you need the most in your marriage right now? Which gift do you need the most in your family right now? Which gift do you need the most at your school or at your work right now? Pray for it. Pray for it. To those to be confirmed, we are praying that you get hit with all of them. All of them. Yeah. And that you are truly sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit for the rest of your life. I've been praying for you since I had received your names. I know Father Marty's been praying for you, the deacons, each of your catechists, your youth minister. The choir's praying for you big time today. Your family's here, they're praying for you too. The gift of the Holy Spirit will be yours. And that you may know Jesus loves you very personally. He loves you very deeply. And He walks with you no matter where you go. And he walks with us and with me no matter where we go. He is the pearl of great price in the end. He is the one who has given his life for us to say, I understand, I love you, and I want to embrace you with my love. That's what he'll do today, and give you his spirit.